Good morning, children. I was thinking, I want you guys to feel that we can talk. We're friends up here, okay? We're not, like, I'm not just pointing at you guys, but we're gonna talk. Now, do you guys enjoy obeying your parents? You guys enjoy obeying them? What about trusting them? Do you guys trust them? Because I'm gonna read a verse in, sorry, I have to find it. Proverbs. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. So what that is saying is you need to trust in the Lord. But we're going to use parents today just a little bit, that you need to trust your parents and not yourselves. Sometimes children like to think that I got this, I can do it. But you need to lean, trust in your parents. Sometimes the things that they say is we're not sure how it's going to turn out, or we don't want to do it. Maybe it's just simple things of cleaning up the living room, cleaning your room, and you just, I don't know, but you need to trust them because the outcome will be better. And also, we're going to talk about a man that trusted God. So God, I'm going to endeavor to say a story, then we have an object lesson that, Lord willing, it will work out. God looked down on the earth, and he's seen. So, you know, if we don't obey our parents, God is watching you. No matter what you do, God is watching you. So while you're sitting here in church, God sees you. So if you're not sitting still, or you're, God is watching. And the same with God looked down here on the earth, and he's seen all the people years ago, many years ago, and he's seen they was wicked. They was maybe lying, stealing, cheating. It was corrupt. And he said he is done with people. He said he's sorry that he made man. He's sorry that at that point, he was sorry that he made you and me. But then he said he's done with them, and he's going to get rid of all the people in the earth. But there was one man that he found that was good. He was living for God. Do you guys know what his name was? Noah. His name was Noah. He found favor in the sight of God. He obeyed God's word, even though all the other people were wicked. They did not live a good life, but Noah did. And God told him, what did God tell him to do? Build an ark. He was to build a big boat. And God gave him the specifics, how to build it, how big it needed to be, and all that. So he told God, or God told him to do it. Even though all the people around, and God and Noah could have looked at God and told him, you want me to build a boat? It never rained here. But Noah knew that he was trusting God. The same that you need to trust your dad and mom in whatever they tell you to do. You need to trust them and obey. But then they went for, he moved forward, and he started working, doing the, building the ark. He got the wood. I believe he got other people. I'm going to kind of use my own words here, but he got people to help him. And these people helped him cut down trees, and because they made their own wood. They didn't just go to some place to buy material. They had to go and they had to buy, make their own wood in the trees. They'd cut down trees and do that. So he had other people coming there to help. And these people were probably telling him, you're building a boat. Why are you building a boat for? It's not going to rain. They was probably laughing at him. And sometimes we think of maybe our life. Maybe you're being with your friends, and your friends are maybe doing this bad thing over here, and you don't. And then they laugh at you because you don't participate. But Noah did that. Noah obeyed God. He trusted God, and he kept doing these people were mocking him, laughing at him, and he kept going. And then they got the, they put the wood up. Then he had three sons. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And then they was just little when Noah started this boat. And Noah probably thought how this was all going to work out. But he trusted God. And then as the boat got higher, or the boat got finished, God was watching over Noah. Because Noah probably thought, where are all these animals going to come? Because God told him that two of each of these animals are going to come. But how are they going to come? But God was watching Noah, and as soon as Noah was done with the ark, the animals started coming. And then they all came to up to the ark, and Noah gave them all room. They obeyed. But it was because Noah trusted God. So he gave them all a place in the ark where they needed to be. But then God came and he shut the door. He shut the door, and they was inside the ark, and then it started to rain. God closed the door, and then it went a couple days, but then it started to rain. The waters came up from under the ground. You know how normally we just see rain, it comes down from the sky. The waters came up from the bottom, and then from the top down, it opened up. But there was people outside the ark, the ones that mocked him, the ones that laughed at him, and they couldn't get inside the ark. But because Noah trusted God, all those people outside, they died. They did not make it into the ark that Noah saved for them. They did not trust God like Noah did. And because Noah trusted God, he was able to. He lived. Him and his family was saved. And sometimes going through our life, we wonder, well, I don't know, dad or mom. I think this is a little crazy. But if we trust them, there's a reward. Do not open these. Some of you, your dad might have to come help you. Does anybody else want one? I have plenty. We're going to be trying to make butter. Anybody? Anybody else? Well, we can start with that. So you guys can start shaking it. Just continue shaking. Think of Noah when he was building the ark. He worked really hard. People were just laughing at him. People were mocking him. But he continued shaking. He continued working. Sorry. He worked hard even though the people were mocking. But think of your own lives. How sometimes being just trusting your parents, things are tough. Things are hard. You guys might not face it. You guys might face it in, think of if you say a lie and there is a correction that takes place. And you think of the correction is going to be, like it's going to hurt and it's going to be, but there is a reward in the end of being just to endure. Maddie. But Noah, as he built the ark, he had his reward. His reward was just by trusting God. And he was saved in the ark, and all the other people were filled by the flood. Are you guys getting tired? See, when times are hard, we can sing. So do we all, you guys all know the song, Jesus Loves Me. We'll sing the first verse in the chorus, and everyone can join in. And you guys need to continue shaking while we do this. And if you guys need to ask your dad and mom for help, that's okay. Your dad can come help you. Because sometimes we need to look to him to just hand it off to him. If we think we got it on our own, that's what our parents are for. Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me.
It makes things easier when we sing and when we're like, things are hard. You didn't even think about it when we were singing. Continue shaking. Even though you're tired, we have to keep going. Noah did for many, many years. And the same is when you guys are outside playing, to do what is right, even though it's hard. It's hard. Maybe it's your cousin. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe he did something bad, but that you don't get involved, or your sister, that you don't get involved with it, that you walk away. And just think of this. As you're shaking this, you're getting tired. It's hard. It takes time, but to just walk away and trust God. You will know when it turns into butter. You'll hear it separate. But it takes enduring. Do any of you need your dad to help you? Are you all getting tired? Do you guys at times get tired of obeying your dad and mom? Maddie. Do you sometimes get tired of obeying your dad and mom? Like when they say something to do something and it's just... Because that's what it means, that verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Like when you think that you're tired of obeying your dad and mom, and but you have to trust in them. But anyways, then Noah, they were still on the ark, and the waters opened up. Then the waters came back down, or they started raising. All the people were gone. There was no more people in all the land. It was just Noah and his family. And it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Here we have rain here and there. We don't know what it is for 40 days. From this Sunday till next Sunday is only 7. So it would have been multiple Sundays that they would have been sitting in the ark. But then the rain, then he sent out a dove to go out and see if there was dry land. And the dove came back. So at this point, is because he obeyed God. He was still saved. And then Noah sent out another, it went some time, and he sent out another dove, or a raven. And the raven came back with a twig in its mouth. And Noah knew that the water was going down, but yet he waited a little bit more. And after that, he waited some more time. Then he left out another bird, and that bird never ever returned to the land, to the ark. So Noah knew that the land was down, and he waited a little bit more time, and then they opened up the door, or they took the roof off, and there was dry land everywhere, but all the people that had been on the earth, there was no more people. It was just him and his family. But it was because he had to face hard things from the beginning. Is it done?
Maybe it was a flop.
Yeah, it looks like it. Did it? Yeah, see? His is hit. Theirs turned into butter. That's what yours was supposed to. Yeah, butter. It's separated. Well, yeah. It did not. You can take the jars home. I was thought that it would turn out. But then there's a loaf of bread for everyone. We can just take these jars. We can put them in the fridge. And then you can take these jars home, and then you just shake them, and they will it will turn into butter. And then we can let you know how it will be. But that's kind of all I had. I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to turn out. But yeah, just remember that even though you guys was tired of shaking, of doing all that, that you need to obey your parents and trust your parents in whatever you do. That's all that I have.